Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Only one of three crosses remains standing after an Easter tornado, and it holds a powerful message. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Before an Easter tornado ripped through Alabama, three crosses stood. But afterward emerged a powerful scene, as only Christ's cross remained standing. In 2020, an Easter tornado wreaked havoc upon the southern United States. But outside Lawler Missionary Baptist Church in Dora, Alabama, the message was clear. God is faithful. In honor of the Easter season, the church had erected three crosses. The crosses represent those that stood on Calvary during the crucifixion of Jesus. The cross in the middle was Christ, but Jesus wasn't crucified alone. To his right and his left hung a pair of thieves. One mocked Jesus, dying an unrepentant sinner. However, the other recognized Jesus as the Son of God, asking Jesus to remember him. Jesus forgave the second thief, allowing him to die as a saved sinner. Truly, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. Luke 23:43. The significance of this is powerful, as we all must make the same choice in our lives. We can either reject or accept Jesus. But no matter what circumstances or trials come our way, Jesus' faithfulness remains constant. So does the cleansing power of his forgiveness. And that message stood true, even in the midst of a powerful Easter tornado. When the tornado ripped through the area on Easter Sunday and mowed down two of the three crosses outside Lawler Missionary Baptist Church, but after the storm passed, Christ's cross remained standing, like a beacon of hope when the town needed it most. The church shared an image of the cross standing tall with the caption, "God is faithful," and the message resonated with many who saw it. "This speaks volumes," wrote one woman. "What a message that speaks to the world. Jesus lives," said another. But a local photography business provided an even better look at the powerful scene with an aerial video following the Easter tornado. What a mighty and timely message for us all. Be sure to remember, Jesus' sacrifice triumphs over sin, and death has been defeated through him.
Hey, listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Toddler with Down syndrome rejected by 20 families finds forever home with single dad. Written by Alyssa Forsberg. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. One toddler with Down syndrome gained a sweet father when she was adopted at just 14 days old. After 20 families turned her down for adoption after finding out she had Down syndrome, baby Alba found a family with Luca Trapanese. And Luca knew right when he saw her that he wanted to adopt her and call her his daughter. "When I held her in my arms, I was filled with joy," he shared. "I felt she was my daughter immediately. I knew I was ready to be her father." Luca lives in Italy, where adoption laws typically exclude single parents from adopting a child, unless the child has some sort of developmental disability. And Luca desperately wanted to be a dad, and knew he was ready and willing to raise a child who had special needs. He actually has spent many years working with disabled children. "Since I was 14 years old, I volunteered and worked with the disabled," he explained. "So I felt I had the right knowledge and experience to do it." Luca and Alba have been together for over a year and a half now, and Luca has published a book about their father-daughter story. He hopes that it helps change the perception and stereotypes of single parenting. "She brought me happiness and a sense of fulfillment," Luca said when talking about Alba. "I am proud to be her dad, and I wanted her to be my daughter. I will spend the rest of my life with a girl I love, and we will do many wonderful things together." What a beautiful story, and may God continue to bless this father-daughter relationship.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast, and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. This episode was produced and edited by Stacy Marshall. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Now, and it shows, he would say, "That Pat Boone, he's so religious. I shook hands with that boy the other day. My whole right side sobered up." And I would repeat that in my act, and I said, "You know, it did." And then I'd go ahead and sing my song.
Pat Boone shares some of his incredible life story on The Walk, a podcast for worshipers. Join us weekly to hear conversations and devotionals from the artists of the church. The Walk can be found on lifeaudio.com, worshipleader.com, or your favorite podcast platform.